Another voice to this discussion now, Gillian Tett joins us, U.S. Managing Editor of the Financial Times. Good morning, Gillian.
Good morning to you.
So we've talked about politics. We've talked about the Tea Party. We've talked about the White House. But perhaps this debt ceiling bill is most suited for the people that some would say it was written for, the rating agencies, Moody's and the S&P. Where do they stand on what they have observed transpire over the last several weeks?
Well, that is a big $14 trillion question right now. And the good news, if you'd like, is that they've not actually come out yet and said they don't like the plan. They've, in fact, said nothing about whether they're going to downgrade the U.S. or not. The bad news, though, is that it's still very unclear whether this plan is going to be enough to persuade all of them to keep that all-important AAA tag. The key one to watch right now probably is the rating agency called Standard & Poor's, which has warned repeatedly in recent weeks that it would like to see about $4 trillion worth of cuts. If not, it said that in the next 3 months it may well cut the AAA rating. Moody's, another rating agency, have been a bit more circumspect. Now, Standard & Poor's hasn't said anything yet. It's unlikely to do so for the next few days because, quite sensibly, it wants to bide its time and try and digest the details. But certainly there is a big cloud of uncertainty hanging over the markets right now as a result.
We're talking to Gillian Tett of the Financial Times. Two questions then. Is it possible that the market will determine this and that the next T-bill auction would indicate what the market believes is the actual risk, regardless of what the rating agencies say, which would have the effect of sort of redefining what AAA means? And how can I invest in Apple as a flight to quality from T-bills?
Well, thus far, the markets have actually been quite kind to the U.S. That's partly because people have been adopting a wait-and-see attitude and somehow hoping that, in spite of all the shouting and screaming, a deal would be cut in the end. But that's also because the troubles in the Eurozone are pretty nasty right now, and places like Japan don't seem like much of a better bet. But the big issue going forward is that when I talk to bankers and investment groups these days, they are increasingly bracing themselves for a downgrade at some point in the future. It could take months, but it's unlikely to be ruled out altogether. And that's created a really interesting phenomenon in the markets, which is people are starting to say, well, where can I put my cash if I don't like the U.S. or the Eurozone or, say, Japan? Maybe companies these days are a better bet than governments. I mean, Moody's, for example, last week came out with a very interesting statement saying that even if the U.S. government saw its AAA rating downgraded, it would leave the biggest best four companies still on AAA, companies like Apple, because they have so much cash, because their fortunes are no longer just tethered to the U.S., but also because compared to a lot of the political action, these companies are pretty well run.
Right. Any irony in the fact that they're being so careful about the U.S. AAA rating and weren't so much on the mortgage-backed securities?
There's an awful lot of political pressure going right all around right now. I mean, they do recognize that these are highly politicized issues, but at the same time, precisely because they were so lenient on the mortgage securities, there's pressure to get pretty tough on sovereign debt this time around.
I see. Don't get fooled again is sort of the idea there. Gillian Tett, the U.S. Managing Editor of the Financial Times, with the rating agency reaction. We haven't really heard it yet, but the suspicion of a reaction from those rating agencies to the debt ceiling bill now making its way to the president's desk. Gillian, thanks so much.
Thank you.